In the IFM Artbeat, we head on over to Kimberley in the Northern Cape, and we are looking at 11 years of the Dance Pages Festival. Joining me is curator of Dance Pages, Letlo Khonola Ntshe. Welcome to IFM.
Thank you so much, Linda, for the platform, and thanks to the listeners of IFM. Thank you.
Dance Pages is a flagship dance festival, and it's been held over many years in the Northern Cape. If someone's only heard of it today for the first time, what is Dance Pages about?
So 14 years ago, there was a platform, a dance festival called the Dance Umbrella International Festival, which was held in Gauteng. And so me being part of that, having benefited from that, in 2014, it received like threats through funding, it will face closure. And so then the dance festival was a response to that. But even though some of us have benefited from the festival, I often felt that, you know, it doesn't represent those that are in the margins, the majority, you know. Coming from the Northern Cape, Free State, Mpumalanga, those are provinces that are not really seen as provinces that can like provide like artistry of excellence. And I felt sometimes feel very offended by the fact that those that are in Gauteng and Cape Town and these metros are actually feeding from us. You know, we are the ones that always, we are the ones that are always, you know, going to these provinces to make them to what they are today. And so the festival then was a response for that we need to start making people aware of, you know, the artistry and the excellence in the margin, in the province that are marginalized, and, you know. And that was it. And 11 years later, we found ourselves in the space where we are able to now invite even those that are in the metros to come and share with us, share the experiences, inspire those that are the generations that we want to inspire in dance and the arts holistically. It has four segments. So we've got the performance segment, which we invite scholars from high school, primary school, universities, colleges, and just general public. And then in the evening, we have like a more matured audiences. And then we've got a segment for conference, where we invite academic representations from universities across the country. And that particular program is called Canvas, and it's run by Dr. Uman and even Shuti. And so it's just about sharing their research papers that they've done through their PhDs, and to see how those papers and the research that they've made can help the artists and the people on the grassroots, you know, to enhance themselves and grow themselves and capacitate their careers in the arts. Then we've got the award ceremony. So the award ceremony happens at the end of the festival, where we feel we need to accolade, you know, dancers and choreographers who also don't get the recognition that they deserve. So we just use that as a part of recognizing their strength and abilities and their commitment to the craft, you know, under the circumstances. And then the other one is workshops, capacity building workshops. So we do arts administration, audience development, and our financial literacy, and all that happens over 4 days.
Letlo Khonola Ntshe joins us, head of dance at the Mayebuye Dance Academy and curator of Dance Pages. Letlo Khonola, how excited are you to actually host this in the Northern Cape Theatre? I mean, that's exciting.
It's very exciting, very excited, and, you know, over the moon, especially that from the past 3 years, we've started seeing audiences coming from Bloemfontein, from the Free State, from Mahikeng, you know, from Northwest, and even Gauteng. And that it means we are starting to see the fruits that we've built and we've planted for the past 10 years. So it's really exciting to see that the tourism attraction that we wanted to create in this province is starting to bear fruit now.
22 to 25 October, that is when Dance Pages will be taking place for the 11th year. All the details you'll find now under lifestyle at ofm.co.za on how you can get involved, how you can attend some of these workshops, when the public performances will be, and also what the awards will be about as well. Letlo Khonola, all the best with the last preparations, and thank you for joining us in the Artbeat today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to you guys at OFM for always, you know, covering our stories, you know, always making us have a voice. We appreciate that. Thank you for the listeners as well.
It's so important to have a voice in the arts. You can read more now. Lifestyle, go to ofm.co.za.